Welcome to another AudioMotivation.com interview. My name is Andy O'Brien, and today it is our distinct privilege to have Bob Scheinfeld join us. And Bob, welcome.
Thanks, Andy. I'm very happy to be here.
Let's start by getting a little background on who you are and how you got to where you are today. I know you have quite a success story, so we'd love to hear that.
Well, I am 47 years old at the time of this interview, and I received a tremendous gift when I was 12 years old. My grandfather was an amazing man who took an idea and turned it into a Fortune 500 company, Manpower Incorporated, a temporary help service that probably most of your audience has heard of, and created a vast fortune for himself and lived a lifestyle that most people would only dream about, including very successful people. And he had some unspoken secrets for how he had created such a successful business and a successful life. And he didn't share it with very many people because he actually was a little bit afraid that they might think it was just the weird ideas of an old man instead of the real fuel that drove everything he was able to achieve. But for some reason, he decided to start teaching me when I was 12. And that's the good news, that he started teaching me these very unusual philosophies and techniques and strategies that he had used. The bad news is he died about 7 months later before he could finish teaching me. So I took what he did teach me, and as I grew older, began to apply it, and also went on a monster search for the missing pieces that he hadn't taught me and followed the many clues that he had left. And over about 20 years and some really wild ups and downs in my life, some tremendous successes and crashes and burns, I found those missing pieces, and I assembled this complete system that I think he would have taught me had he lived, and actually have enhanced that by using it myself and with clients. And so my work ever since has been applying it myself to start and build successful businesses and create wealth and live the kind of lifestyle I want to live and to help other people to do the same.
And you have helped tens of thousands of people in more than 110 countries worldwide. And what you've done is phenomenal. You've transformed their definitions of success and the pathways they follow to create that success. Now, one of the ways you do that is through your Ultimate Lifestyle Academy. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, it's actually, at this point, it's more than 150 countries. And it's, you know, thanks God for the Internet that we're able to reach people all over the world a lot easier than we could years ago. The Ultimate Lifestyle Academy was created because I have personally twin passions of liking to start businesses and build businesses and make them successful and sometimes sell them and make a lot of money from selling them and sometimes keeping them and continuing to grow the asset and having an awesome quality of life, because that's one of the things my grandfather always drilled into me. It's not just about making money. It's not just about having a successful business. It's about living a fabulous life and helping the people within your sphere of influence to do the same. And so I got that at a very young age, and I think it's changing, but my belief is that most business owners and entrepreneurs are maniacs. They work too hard. They make a lot of sacrifices in their personal life from relationships and health and emotions and stress and stuff in order to create successful businesses. And so I decided that I wanted to create an entity, if you will, that would help entrepreneurs and business owners to build their businesses, to increase their sales and their profits and their income and the value of their asset of their business, and, you know, to be able to sell it for a lot if they want or keep it if they don't. But simultaneously help them to do that within what I call the preferred lifestyle package. A lot of entrepreneurs and business owners are not interested in doing that. They may give it lip service, but there are a lot of people that really do want to have it all. They really do want to do both. And so I decided I was going to create an educational facility that would help people to do both. And that's what the Ultimate Lifestyle Academy is designed to do.
It sounds like you know, the people listening to this who have their own businesses probably work about 80 hours a week at least, and they sure could use something like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, I tell people it is an absolutely awesome time to be alive if you are an entrepreneur or a business owner, because there was a time where it really was incredibly difficult to what I call have it all. I mean, you had to be at the office, and there were crises, and you had to do things, and there there weren't a lot of the resources that are available today. But in today's world, you really can. You just have to decide to. You have to define what it is that you want. You have to have strategies for getting it. And then you have to be ruthless about not making compromises or sacrifices when you're tempted. But there are so many resources that are available today. I mean, I think my grandfather would drool over the resources that are available, because as big as his successes were, he did that in a time when there were no cell phones, there were no fax machines, at least in the beginning. There was no internet. There wasn't a lot of the other kinds of things that we can tap into, and it's just, you really can have it all, the money and the business and the success and the lifestyle and the health and the good relationships, the whole deal. You just have to learn how to do it and be committed.
Now, this, I think, flows right into my next question, because it talks about total abundance. How do you define that term? And could you maybe share a few pieces of advice on how to get down that road for people who maybe are stumbling or hesitant or whatever?
Well, to me, total abundance is really having it all. It's having a situation where you've got the money that you want, and that may be big, or that may be monster big, or that may be small, or that may be anywhere in between. To me, abundance does not necessarily mean that you're rich, or you're a millionaire, or you're a 100 millionaire, or whatever it is. It means you got the amount of money coming in that you want, and it's necessary to fuel what I call your ultimate lifestyle. So it's having the money you want, it's having the career that you want, which means that you're doing something that you love, and you really love the work that you do in your career. It means having the kind of loving and nurturing relationships that you want around you, you know, significant others, friends, family, kids, if that's something you want. It means having the health to be able to enjoy it all and the energy to be able to do it all. And whatever other, you know, the kind of living environment, the place that you may want to live, the kind of house that you want to live, the kind of way that you want to live in terms of traveling or luxuries or stuff or freedom or whatever it is, it's having the whole package. It's really living what I call your ultimate lifestyle, and that's different for everybody. I got people I know in my life that want to make $10 million a year in income and want to have a net worth of $100 million and want to have a private plane and want to have all these things, and I know other people that their ultimate lifestyle they could probably do on $60,000, $70,000 a year, maybe $100,000 a year, because their goals and their focus and their missions are different. So it's really living life. My friend John Assaraf, who I think you've interviewed, uses the term living life on your own terms. And to me, that's really what total abundance is. You're living the way that you want to live. Now, the key here is truthfully want to live, you know, because I work with a lot of clients and they'll say, you know, and you'll say, well, what would you really like? What would your ultimate lifestyle really like? And this big, flowery, unrealistic, crazy thing comes out of them of what they'd really want to live, and it's not coming from their heart, and it's not coming from who they really are. It's some fantasy that's been put in there by some TV show or some somebody else or some something, and it isn't real. So when you're talking about total abundance, I'm talking about what's real, you know, what's coming from your heart, what's part of your life purpose and mission, and what you really want versus what you think you want. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time and effort and energy to find out what the difference is, which is kind of part of what my work's about. And in terms of tips for doing it, you know, the obvious first step is you've got to somehow get in touch with what's real for you on that and define what it is that you want. And then you've got to develop a strategy to get it. And then, as I said earlier, and this is the hardest part for a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, you've got to be ruthless in not making compromises. You know, if you decide that you're only going to work so many hours a week and you're only going to do this kind of stuff and you're okay making this amount of money and then some great opportunity pops into your lap that, yeah, maybe might give you a bunch of money but would not be what I call lifestyle friendly, then you've got to be willing to walk away from it or have the guts to try and re-engineer it to make it more lifestyle-friendly, if you can, and walk away from stuff that really doesn't serve your ultimate lifestyle definition. And that's hard for a lot of people to do, but it's part of the deal.
Now, talk to us, Bob, about the 11th element, because there's so much to it, and you actually have a free course that people can take at your website to learn more about it. But could you maybe give us a bird's-eye view of the philosophies behind that system?
Well, first of all, the 11th element's the label that I give to the complete system that I mentioned earlier that my grandfather started teaching me, and then I went on this 20-year journey to complete my training. That's the label that I give to the system that he taught me. And I'm going to start out and get a little bit esoteric and then get very practical from there. All day long, all of us in our businesses and in our personal lives have the same challenge, and it is that there is a gap that we need to jump. And the gap is, I'm here, and I want to be there. Here might be I'm making $50,000 a year, and there might be I'm making $250,000 a year. Here might be I'm alone and I want to be, and there might be I want to be in a great relationship. Here might be I'm not living my ultimate lifestyle, and Bob says I need to get really clear on what it really is versus some hyper fantasy or nonsense, and I don't know how to do that. So there would be really knowing from your heart with clarity what a total abundance really is for you. So it's all over the place, and it's all day long, but all day long we're jumping those gaps. There are these things that we're trying to create, and we don't know the best way to do it or the quickest way to do it, and we're always searching for that. So at its core, what the 11th element is a system for helping you to jump those gaps and find the quickest and the best way to get to your goals, the ones that align with your mission and your purpose and that are real for you. Now, in a practical sense, and this is the piece of the puzzle my grandfather gave me before he died, we all are used to using the Internet. You know, we communicate with email. We're hooked up with people all over the world. We can use search engines to get information on anything we want to know about. We can go to websites to do research and learn about stuff. And what my grandfather taught me, although there was no Internet at that time, so he used a different metaphor. The Internet is my metaphor, and it's a beautiful one, is that there's a network that's like the Internet, because that's what the Internet is. It's a gigantic network that connects all of us together. My grandfather taught me that there's a network like that, but it connects everybody on the planet together at the unconscious level, and it stores information on what everybody is doing all over the planet, and it's constantly being updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you're doing this audio motivation program and it offers XYZ benefits, there's a record of that in the invisible network. If there's some doctor in England who's got a new cure for cancer or some other disease, there's a record of it in this invisible network. If someone's got some sales or marketing strategy that, you know, really kicks butt and would be perfect for you to help you grow your business, there's a record of it in this network. It stores information about everybody and everything that's going on in the world. And what my grandfather taught me is that when you want to get help in your life to jump those gaps and to achieve your goals and produce extraordinary results, you want to be tapping into that invisible network and that kind of information to get help versus relying on what you can see or what you can think or what some expert or some other person might think. You want to be getting your answers by tapping into that. I call it the invisible network. And that's what the 11th element's all about. It's a very specific, simple, step-by-step system for tapping into that incredible resource to be able to get the help you need to succeed.
Now, that is just fascinating, and I'm pretty... I want to learn more right away. So, I mean, where can people go to learn more about the 11th element and the other aspects you offer? And then I have a couple other questions, too.
Well, there's a site that's 11thelement.com, which is 11thelement.com. And from there, you can get information on the book if you like to absorb information through books. You can also enroll in a free class, which will give you some more detail and then give you an opportunity to purchase a home study course if you'd like to go into much more detail than just a book. And if you'd like personalized help and coaching and support from me. So 11thelement.com is a good place to go to find information on the 11th element. If you want to find out information on the Ultimate Lifestyle Academy, it's ultimatelifestyleacademy.com. ultimateacademy.com, but just the three words as it sounds. And then just a general site that's kind of a gateway to everything I do is just bobscheinfeld.com, which is bobscheinfeld.com.
Excellent. Now, I want to get back into a little more of, because you talked about the gaps and being able to transcend them or jump them through the 11th element. What can you define and maybe just kind of identify some of the barriers that people face in their lives when they try and go after that that brass ring, the wealth and abundance that we talk about, and how do they eliminate those roadblocks?
Well, I think some of the most common blocks that people have, and this is nothing new, probably everybody you've talked to has said this particular part, a lot of it comes down to beliefs and programming. There's so much stuff that we grow up with and we absorb from parents and we absorb from the media and we absorb from other people related to one's ability or inability to get wealthy or problems with being wealthy or money is evil, all these kinds of things. And a lot of people have stuff deeply buried within them. I mean, I'll give you an example. On my journey, I became a millionaire at a very young age and then lost all of it and went $153,000 into debt in the course of this 20-year journey to learn and master the 11th element system my grandfather started me with. And one of the things I realized is that I had a very successful father who was a very wealthy guy, but he, as I mentioned earlier, achieved that wealth at great sacrifice. He's been married 3 times. His relationship with the kids is not as good as it could be. He's had tremendous health problems. He had cancer. He had open heart surgery. He had horrible headaches. He had all these health issues and a lot of stress. His quality of life was not very good. And watching that, there was a belief that got formed within me that if you get successful and you make a lot of money, you're going to hurt everybody you care about, including yourself. And that belief drove me a long time before I found out about that and cleared it out. There was also some other thing which, interestingly enough, was linked to my father, where my father always was very successful when he worked for somebody else as an employee, but whenever he was the boss, he struggled. And I repeated a similar pattern in my life for a long time, where every time I tried to run my own business, I had problems, but when I worked for somebody else, I had tremendous success until I cleared that out. So a lot of us have stuff like that and variations and other wrinkles like that that stops us. Another thing that I have to say, and a lot of people don't like to hear this, but I believe that it's true, so I need to say it. If somebody defines abundance and success as being rich or being a millionaire or being a multimillionaire, it is not everybody's mission and life purpose to do that. And I believe everybody comes in here with a mission and a purpose, and that's what their life is all about. And some people, it's not about getting rich. It's not about being a multimillionaire. It's not about living this super fantasy luxury life. So some people are reaching for a ring that they really didn't come here to grab, and they're going to continue to have challenges until they get real close, you know, real clear on what they really came here to do, and stop trying to create something that's not real. So sometimes that's a block that people bump into, is that they're trying to create something that isn't in alignment with their mission or their purpose. And the other thing I think that happens with a lot of people is that they don't really make it a priority. One of the things that I've witnessed about every single successful person that I know is that they're, you know, almost obsessed with making money and with being wealthy. And if you were to ask them to give you a list of the most important things to them in life, creating and managing and amassing wealth would be way up there, if not number one. And a lot of people that are trying to become wealthy bitch and moan and complain and say that they want to do it, but truth be told, it's not so high on their value list. And so if you're going to become that successful, you got to move it up there. In terms of how to move through some of these roadblocks, this gets back to why the 11th element is so powerful, because anything that you need help with, you use the 11th element system and you basically say, help me to find the best way to do this. So in my case, I uncovered these two things with my dad, and I used the 11th element system and said, look, I've discovered this belief. I've discovered this pattern. It's been limiting me. I don't want it to limit me anymore. Show me, you know, guide me to the people, the ideas, the resources, the techniques, the strategies that I can use to change that so it no longer limits me or holds me back. And then the answer might be a hypnotherapist. Might be some other kind of healer. It might be going to a particular seminar where they offer a particular process. It might be working with a psychiatrist. It might be buying a certain tape or CD. The thing that I believe is we are usually clueless about what the best thing for us would be for anything. And we're all unique individuals. So if I had a belief that was holding me back from being wealthy and you had a belief that was holding you back from being wealthy, the way to change those beliefs might be very different for you than me, might be a different technique or strategy or person. And you always want to find the best strategy for you as a unique individual, and that's what the 11th element helps you to do.
Well, that sounds amazing, and I will definitely have links to all the websites you mentioned at your interview page and on Audio Motivation. And I guess just lastly, if you could maybe give a few of your secrets to building a financially secure future that you've developed over the years. Can you maybe just touch on a few of those?
Well, some of them I think I've mentioned. I mean, to me, the absolute key and the most important thing is, and what has been my big secret in terms of amassing wealth and was my grandfather's, is the 11th element, because it's the engine that drives everything. In my life, so much of financial success has come from combining the 11th element with direct response marketing, which is a particular strategy that I'm sure you're familiar with, but it's a particular kind of marketing that's designed to get you new clients and new customers and new prospects. And I've combined the 11th element with direct response marketing for years to create some extraordinary things. And I believe anybody that wants to create wealth through a business needs to be masterful with direct response marketing. The other thing about it is, you know, a lot of people have heard the first part of what I'm about to say, which is that money in and of itself doesn't really have any value. What it is a way to trade value. You know, years ago, people used to barter, and bartering became impractical, so money became an easy way to trade value, you know. But if somebody has, and for the moment, forget somebody that did something dishonest. Let's just look at somebody that did things honest. If you've got somebody, if you look at the world's wealthiest people, you will see that they offered the world something, a product, a service, whatever it is, that millions of people chose to say, I give you this amount of money in order to get that product or service which I value that you offer. They don't just magically have the money. The wealth was acquired by a ton of those kinds of exchanges where other people out of free will said, I want what you got, and here's some of my money for it. It's a trade. So if you want to make more money or you want to build more wealth at its core, you've got to find a way of creating something or enhancing something that a whole lot of other people out of choice are going to want to trade you their money for. And there's no other way to do it. It's not just magical. It even applies with people that make money through investing and stuff, although it's slightly different in that arena. But bottom line, that's what you have to do. So if you're in a job situation, you've got to find out how to give more value to your employer so that they will give you more money in exchange, which might mean learning new skills or, you know, getting educated or getting some other degree or whatever it might be, or just getting better at something. If you have your own business, then it might be finding more products or services to sell or different ones or charging more or enhancing what you're doing. But that's the key. And so what I would tell people to do in this kind of a scenario would be to use the 11th element to say, I want to find more ways of giving value at my job so I can increase my salary and bonuses. I want to find more ways to offer products or services to my customers through my business so that more and more people will choose to give me their money in exchange for something valuable I give them. And it sounds esoteric, but that's the key to it all. And then the final thing is just what I said before, making it a priority. There have been a number of times in my life when I had a monster success and a whole ton of money flowed into my life, and then I found myself getting very demotivated to do anything. Because there was like some part of me that said, I got a bunch of money in the bank right now, you know, there's no real crisis, and I just didn't have the same kind of motivation. And in those situations, I started losing money because I stopped making it a priority and I stopped making it important. And the same thing applies if you don't have it. It's got to become a very, very high priority. And for so many people that don't have it, it's not.
Bob Scheinfeld, this has been quite a fascinating interview, and I wish you all the best. And again, we will have links to all of the aspects of what you offer and how you can make people better in their lives and reach their dreams. And I appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity to share.